Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Yud Aleph, and we are on the second to last daf here in the first parak of Maseches Psachim in the Yerushalmi, and we are discussing Truma Safek Tameh Safek Tahar. And again, the past couple of days have been very un-Yerushalmi like in that it's a long sugya. Yerushalmi generally does not have the longer drawn out sugyas over a couple of dafim. We're used to that from the Bavli, but Yerushalmi here has the discussion of Rav Chanina Chaskana Kohanim and Truma and Chametz, and again about Safik Tuma and Safik Tara. That's an Iker part of what's being discussed here. So we are still talking about the Sheet of Rabbi Meir and what's the halacha of Safik Truma Temeya. And if you remember, we're going to start with a couple lines up from the bottom on Dav Yud Amid Beis, the Atun Amrin. That's what we're up to. And let's remember the different parts of the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos that from Maseches Trumos, the two Mishnayos, one after another, that we are talking about. The first Mishnah that discusses but they both have a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. But the first one, if you remember, was if you have a case of Safek, you have a barrel, chafi shel truma, shenola bat safik tuma, it's safik tuma. What's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to guard it. You have to guard it. If it's revealed, you have to cover it. If it's exposed, you have to cover it. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can put it in a makam magula. But that was what machlokes, that's called Rishona in our Gemara. That's Parakhes Mishnaches in Trumos. And that's it. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to be Matami directly. You have to leave it there, and if it becomes Tami indirectly, that's okay. And then the second Mishnah, which our Gemara calls Achrona or Shnia, the second Mishnah was a case where you have a barrel that's breaking and there's a crack in it, and the oil or the wine is spilling out and is going into Chulin Tmeyan. So it's totally going to get ruined because it is going to become Tame Truma, and it's not enough to be Mevatel, as we'll see in a minute. So in that case, Rabbi Yeshua even says you could bring a Kli Tame to catch the what's being spilled because it's all going to get ruined. There's only Kli Ibud. And even there, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you're not allowed to. You have to let it become Tame. So those are, again, the two Mishnayos that we've been talking about here in Paraches Mishnah Ches of Trumos and Paraches Mishnah Tes of Trumos. So those are the two Mishnayos that we have been talking about. And we have one more daf, again, as un-Yerushalmi-like, that this sugi goes on for a couple of days. We have another day and a half. So here we go, Yud Amid Beis. We're still talking about and again, all of this is being related to our Mishnah, which is a Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. What do you do with Truma Temeya or Truma Tahora on Erev Pesach? Well, you're going to have to burn it all anyway because of the mitzvah of Tashmisu, the mitzvah of destroying one's chametz. Could you put it all together? Right, Rabbi Meir says you can put it all together and burn it all together. It doesn't matter because it's all being burned anyway. And Rabbi Yossi says, Einam Enamida. Not true, right? Not true. You can't burn it all together. And what was Rabbi Meir based on? That was a machlokas. So remember, his words were, Midivreihem Lamadnu. Was that based on earlier Tanam of Ar Perek, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Akiva, or Midivreihem from those Mishnayos and Trumas? Then that's why we're talking about all these Mishnayos and Trumas, because we, according to one opinion, the Midivreihem is going on that. So let's go back to where we are up to. V'atun Amrin. Remember, we've had the Chavraya. Yesterday's daf was about the Chevra. The Chevra that interpreted the two Mishnayos in Trumos. Again, one might have said, the Gemara didn't talk about this. The Gemara, we might have said there's two different cases. The first case is where there's a Safik Tumah, Safik Tara. And the second case is where it's Vade all going to get lost. So you might have said there's a difference between the two. But the Gemara doesn't assume that way. The Gemara assumes that it's really a reflection of two different Tanoim of Rabbi Yeshua. Again, in both cases, the first case, Rabbi Yeshua says you could do it indirectly, or you could just leave it in a revealed place. In the second case, you could actually bring a Tamei Kli. So what the Chevra said yesterday was that the first Mishnah, which says only indirect, that reflects Rabbi Yossi's Shita, Rabbi Yossi's view of Rabbi Yeshua. And the second Mishnah, which allows direct, reflects Rabbi Meir's view of Rabbi Yeshua. So that's what we've been talking about, and we continue talking about that now. So now we have four lines up on the bottom. And again, we're going to flip the girsa, as many do. V'atun Amrin, you said, you Chevra, the Chavraya, you said, Chavis Hashnia Karebi Meir, you said the second case of Chavis. Remember, what's the second case of Chavis? That's a case where it's cracked, and it's gold getting lost, and it's falling into Chulin Tmein. And therefore, you're allowed to bring a Tamei Kli. So Chavis Rish Deker Meir, you said the second Mishnah is following the view of Rabbi Meir's view of Rabbi Yoshua, v'less Rabbi Yossi Modeba, and Rabbi Yossi, again he's switching these two girsos, and Rabbi Yossi is not Modeh, meaning Rabbi Yossi would not allow you to be Matami directly there, v'hatani, but 1 second, Bamed Ramamurim, but didn't, we're about to prove that Rabbi Yossi has to be the opinion of the second Mishnah. Has to be the opinion of the second Mishnah. Why? Because again, the second Mishnah says you can be Matami directly, meaning you can bring a Tami Kli and catch it. So Umod v'hatani, but didn't we learn, Bamed Ramurim, when do we say that that's true? When do we say that the halacha that we have in the Mishnah is true about catching it in a Tami Kli? Bibar She'ein Bo Kedela Ha'alos. When do you say that you're allowed to catch it in a Tami Kli where the Truma is going to fall into this Chulin Temein and there's not enough to be Mevatel? The Truma. And therefore, this is all going to become midume, that's tame. And if you're never going to be able to eat it. That's where we have the machlokas in the Mishnah. Aval bibar sheyesh bo kedei lahalos. But if we're talking about a case of the chulin tamein that it's falling into is 100 to 1, and it's going to be mevatel the Truma that's falling in, so that's not such a, that's a terrible thing that's going to happen. It's all going to be batel and Yisraelim are allowed to eat it. Right? It's tamei. Afilu kolshu. Well, it's chul and tamei. And Kohanim, I guess, could even eat when they're tamei. Afilu kolshu asalatamus. Then everybody would agree in that second Mishnah, you can't bring a tamei kli to catch the truma if it's going to aser what's under it, the chul and tamei, and fine. But if it's not, then you can't. So we just brought a limit to that second Mishnah. In Trumas. Vidikrabi Meir. But if we're saying like you, Chevra, that the second Mishnah in Trumas that we've been talking about again, Ches Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes, that's what we've been talking about the past couple of days, right? The first case, the first Mishnah, the second Mishnah. But if you say that the second Mishnah views Rabbi Meir, that's not true because your Meir would allow that. Rabbi Meir would still allow you, even if it's going to be Batel, he would still allow you to catch it in the Tamei Kli. So why would you say afilu kolshu asalatamos? Why would you say that if it's going to be batel, it's asur? That's not true according to Rabbi Meir. So it must be the fact that you say that limitation on the second Mishnah over there. It must be that second Mishnah is reflecting the view of Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Meir. Against you, Chevra. Okay, we've been asking a lot of questions on these Chavraya that said yesterday that the first Mishnah reflects Rabbi Meir and the second Mishnah reflects Rabbi Yossi. The first Mishnah reflects Rabbi Yossi. Who only allows indirect, and the second Mishnah reflects Rabbi Meir. But now we just have a limit to the second Mishnah that only if it's not going to be Batel, but if it's going to fall into Bittel, so then you're not allowed to catch it in a Tami Kli, but Rabbi Meir wouldn't have that limit. So again, the Gemara asks another question. It must be that the second Mishnah is not reflecting Rabbi Meir Shita, but it's reflecting Rabbi Yossi Shita against the Chavraya. The Od Minada, and also the following. The Od Minada de Taninan. Also, we learned in our Mishnah, remember Rabbi Yossi's Lashon, Amala Rabbi Yossi, Eina Hi Amida. Rabbi Yossi says, not so far. Again, what was Rabbi Yossi though arguing on? What was Rabbi Meir's Lashon in our Mishnah? From their words, meaning we're going to have an analogy. From their words, I think you also do burn here. You burn the Truma Tameh on Erev Pesach. So Rabbi Yossi says, don't make that analogy. But if somebody says the Gemara, don't make that analogy, what is he arguing on? He's only arguing on the application. He's not arguing on the source din. If somebody says, don't make that analogy. Les Barnash, Amar, Einahi. Nobody says, Einahi, that Lashon, switch that word, Ella Dumod Al Kanmaisa. Unless he admits to the first din. Unless he admits to the first din. So Rabbi Yossi only rejects the analogy. He's Modeh to the Mishnah in Trumas itself. So again, how could you say, Chavraya, that the Mishnah Trumas is only reflecting Rabbi Meir Shita, not Rabbi Yossi? The fact that Rabbi Yossi says, I don't agree with that comparison, means that the comparison he doesn't agree with. But the original din, he does agree with. And the Gemara says then, okay, what would be the difference between the original din? What's wrong with Rabbi Meir? With applying it of Midevrayim Lamanu, Mai Kadun, right? What's wrong with the analogy? The answer is as follows. Right, Rabbi Yossi says, don't compare that case where the barrel is cracked and it's falling and the oil's fallen out into Truma Temeya, into Chul and Temeyan. Don't compare that to our case of burning chametz. Why? Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Taman Kidei Lachus Al Nechsei and Shel Yisrael. Over there, there's the Torah's Rachmanis. your truma is falling into chulin tmeyin. That's what the halacha would say. Your truma is going to get ruined. Nobody's going to be able to eat this. Nobody. Not a kohen, not a Yisrael. There we say, okay, the only choice is get a tamei kli, and you'll be able to catch it. But over here, what's what? So burn them separately. We're talking about burning chametz on Erev Pesach. Truma tahara chametz and truma tmeya chametz. That's why Rabbi Yossi would say, don't compare the two. Right? But he doesn't reject the original din of the Mishnah in Trumas. He just rejects the analogy. So that's why, again, I don't think the Gemara says, I don't think the Chavrai is correct that Rabbi Yossi would reject the second Mishnah over there in Trumas. So the Gemara ends off by saying, so what would be Rameir's? Rameir does make the comparison. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't make the comparison. So Rabbi Afilo Hacha, Eino Mafsin Mamon, Shehu Tzarech Lisrof, Eisa Bifnei Atzma, Vazu Bifnei Atzma. Oh, but what do you mean? There is a hefsid in our case also, right? You have to burn the chametz in one big pile of chametz, and you only have to get firewood for one pile, or you have to make two different piles of firewood. That costs money, no? Two different piles of firewood, more than one pile. You're going to have to burn your truma temeya chametz and truma tahara chametz separately. Isn't that also a hefsid? Says the Gemara, come on. That's quantitatively la hefsid, meruba chasha, lefsid, memua, lo chashashu. No, maybe it could be a difference. Rabbi Eliezer allows you in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi allows you in the Mishnah Trumas over there, again, Rabbi Yossi's version of Rabbi Yeshua, because you're going to lose the whole Truma. The whole thing is going to be ruined. Then the whole Chulin. Over here, to have two different piles of wood, come on, that's not so much. And therefore, that defends the Chilik made. And the Gemara ends off with one more line here and says, well, maybe the whole question doesn't even get off the board. Because remember, the words of Rabbi Meir are midivreim lamanu, and we just asked the kasha on the chavraya. Rabbi Yossi obviously holds of the original din, just not of the analogy. But maybe, says the Gemara, remember we had a whole machlokas about what the midivreim was referring to. So the past 10 lines we've been saying midivreim is based on the Mishnah Trumas. So Rabbi Yossi, he has to agree to the original din. Maybe that's not what Rabbi Meir is based on. Amr Chananya, kumi Rabbi Mana, tipater, kamanda Amr, midivrei bikiver, Rabbi Chinas kana konim. Remember, maybe Rabbi Meir is not based on those Mishnah and Trumas. What was the Pashup shot of our Mishnah? He's based on the early Mishnah I see in our Perek. Veles Shama Mina Klum. Then you wouldn't have any Kasha on this Mishnah because Rabbi Yossi is not referring to, and Rabbi Meir is not referring to those Mishnah and Trumas. It's just referring to our case here. Atkan, stop there for a moment. We've been talking a lot the past couple of days, and again, as I said, it's unusual for the Rishalmi to have something like this, to have a couple of days sugya. Usually the sugyas are shorter. We have one more amud, as we'll see after this. But the whole sugya that we're talking about is about safek tumah. Safek tumah. Like, what do you do in these cases? If you have a safek tumah, are you allowed to put it in an exposed place? Are you allowed to burn it? We said according to some tanam, you're allowed to burn. Once something is safek tumah, truma, then you're allowed to burn it. There's no mitzvah of mishmeres trumosai. But the whole din of safek tumah, interestingly, generally, has rules. Right? We know every case of safek and halacha has rules of what to do. Safek mamon, hamotzi mechaver lavaraya. Right? The person who wants to be motzi, it has to prove it. Safek iser, safek iser daraisa l'chumra, safek iser darabanan l'kula. Right? Safek tumah has its own rules too. Right? Safek tumah birshas harabim, Sveiko Tahar, and Bishos HaYachid, Sveiko Tame, learned out from Sota. So that is the rule. So there is an interesting Rambam, which relates to one of his more well-known, shitos within the world of Rambam. The Rambam says, in Perek Tez Zayin of Hilchos Shar Avos Atumos. That's number one chiddush is that we have to know that it's Hilchos Shar Avos Atumos. And number two, we have to know there are more than 20 prakim. There are 20 prakim of Hilchos Shar Avos Atumos of the Rambam. So the Rambam says in Perek Tez Zayin, and again, this is one of the Rambam's creations, right? Much of Sefer Tara is the Rambam's creations. Mipnei ma, not all, right? Hilchos Paraduma is based on Maseches Para. But the Rambam says, Mipnei ma tieru chachamim savik versus arabim. Why did Chazal say that savik versus arabim tar? So you might say, because the limud is from Sota. And we learn from Sota, Safek Sota happens in private, and the Safek Sota is Tameh, so Safek Tuma, Bershus Arabi, Yeshus Yachet Tameh, Bershus Arabim Dar. So you might say it's just based on the fact that it's not like Sota. The Rama gives his own Svara. Shaharei, the Rama quotes his own Svara, Shaharei quotes this based on a little bit of Benesana Tosefta, Shaharei Tzibur Osin HaPesach Bituma Bizman Shatmei Merubim. Remember by Karban Pesach, if most of Klal Yisrael are Tamei, so then you are going to bring the Karban even Bituma. Shaharei Tzibur Osin HaPesach Bituma Bizman Shatmei Merubim Im Tuma Vadois Nidcheis Bepreim. And there, even that, and that's in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's all of Klal Yisrael in the public. So if you see even Tuma Vadai sometimes is pushed off in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, like by Pesach, so too, Kal Vachomer, Suffik Tuma, should be pushed off. Wow. Kal Vachomer, Le Suffik Tuma. Sha Isser, and so that's an amazing Kal Vachomer. You might say it's a special din by Karban Pesach, that Tuma Hutra Betzibur, Dechuy Betzibur. That's the Rambam's Kal Vachomer. If you see sometimes even Vadi Tuma is pushed off, like by Karban Pesach, so too surely by Suffik Tuma. And then he adds in, say after, because after all, Sha Isser, Kal Asfekos, Midivrehim. Because after all Suffolk Yisr is Darabanan. Remember, that's the Rambam Shita. Even Suffolk Daraisa Lechumra is a Din Darabanan. On a Daraisa level, all Sveikos are, all Suffolk Yisr is Tahar, is Mutter. Right? Suffolk Daraisa Lechumra is itself a Din Darabanan. That's the first Shmaitza. And the Rashba argues. The first Shmaitza discusses Machlokas Rambam Rashba. Rashba says, what are you talking about? Suffolk Daraisa Lechumra is a Din Daraisa. Right, Mida Oraisa, every Suffolk Yisr is Lakula. That's what the Rambam says. And he says it more than once, just in case we missed it. He says it in Hilchos Be'el Sasura, Yisra Biya, and he says it, in Tuma, here. Mibnei Ma'ach Miru B'Suffolk Rishus HaYachid, Sharei Sota Nistra Avamisha, Dava Suffolk Ari Yitame Labaila Achatishta. Okay, that's the Rambam Shita about Suffolk Yisr. There's an interesting discussion about when we say something is Asur Mishum Sveiko Tameh in Rishus HaYachid. Does that, and this is a question of the Achronim, is that a din vadai or a din suffik? Right, that's a it's a hakira of the Achronim, but some say it's a machlokes between Tosfos, two Bali Tosfos, Tosfos in Sota, Tosfos in Yavamis. What happens if a man lives with his suffik Sota? Right, we just the parshas Naso, right, Sota, so a man is also to his wife. Man is also to his wife if she's a Vade Sota, that's Vade Mizana, he has to divorce her. And what if she's a Suffolk Sota? So she's a Sura to him. What if he's with her? So that's an Isser. Do you get Malkus for that? You get Malkus for Suffolk Sota? That's a Machlokes in Bali Tosfos. Tosfos in Sota says no, Tosfos in Yavamis, based on a Girsa of the Gemara that we don't have. Goes, look at the Gemara over there! And Tosfos quotes the Gemara, look at Sota over there, and you look at that Gemara, it doesn't say that. Tosfos has a different Girsa. But based on the Sota, you're going to get Malkus. You're going to get Malkus for that. So the Achronim say that Gufa seems to be a question of how you view Suffolk Tuma, whether it's a Din Vade or a Din Suffolk. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we'll get back to our Sugya here. Getting back to our Mishnayos, remember, our two Mishnayos that we're talking about. Two Mishnayos and Shrumas. The first Mishnah Shrumas is Suffolk Tuma. You have a barrel that's not sure if it's Tuma or Tar. Then Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar says, you still have to guard it. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, put it in an exposed place. But he still doesn't say you're allowed to be metamia directly. And then the next Mishnah Tess, says that if you have a barrel that's cracked and all of the truma is falling into bottom part that's chulun tameim, Rabbi Yeshua says, catch it in a tamei kli. And Rabbi Elazar says, let it become tamei. Right, so those are the two Mishnayos that we have been speaking about for the past three daf. So we continue. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yilot Treveyon B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, Chavis, so they have a different shita of the Amoraim that say, Chavis Rishona Kareb Yosi, the first Mishnah over there, which again says you cannot do anything directly, right? And we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua in all these cases. So we're quoting like with Rabbi Yeshua is the one that says indirect, the first Mishnah, and the second one direct. So the first Mishnah reflects Kareb Yosi, Rabbi Yosi's view of Rabbi Yeshua, Vashnia ben Kermeir ben Kareb Yosi. And the second one can be either one. The second one that says once it's getting ruined, everybody agrees that you're allowed to catch it in a tamei kli. So Amar Rabbi Ezra, Kumi Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Ezra says, first of all, Les Hadapliga al Rabbi Yosi, right? Doesn't the second one, you just say that the second one is your mayor and Rabbi Yosi? Well, doesn't the second one argue on Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi does not allow you to directly be matame. Right? Remember what Rabbi Yosi says in our Mishnah? Imsachim? Einahi Amida. You can't be matame things and bring them all together on Erev Pesach. So what you're saying that Rabbi Yosi agrees to that second Mishnah over there in Trumas, that you could get a tummy clean and catch it? That's not true, says Rabbi Ezra to Rabbi Mana. And the Gemara answers, oh, you're right. Amar Lehu Dilok Rabbi Yosi. Okay, we got that gear so wrong. When this Shita says that the second Mishnah over there is like Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yosi, no, it means Rabbi Meir. Doesn't mean Rabbi Yossi. Okay. So we're like, okay, you got the second half wrong. I think the first half is also wrong. Right? Neymar, Udalok Rabbi Meir. The first Mishnah, you said the first Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi, which means kind of like even Rabbi Yossi. What do you mean? But the, it should be only Rabbi Yossi, the first half. Why? Because Rabbi Meir goes even further. Rabbi Meir would go even further. Lafisha Matzina Rabbi Meir, sorry, if Tuli B'chol Makom. The first Mishnah over there does not allow direct being Matame. Again, you can't catch it with the Kli. You just have to let it, put it in an exposed place. Rabbi Meir would allow much more than that. So I think your second Mishnah being like Rabbi Yossi is wrong, and I think your first Mishnah being like Rabbi Meir is wrong. Amar Rabbi Mana. So Rabbi Mana says, maybe that one I could help answer. Azlas Lekeser, and I went to Kesari, Vishamas Rabbi Zrikan, Bashem Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Meir. I heard them say that Rabbi Meir, sorry, Tulu B'chol Makom. I heard them say that Rabbi Meir allows you to burn Truma, that Suffolk Tameh. Va'amrisla, and I said to them, taking out the next word, Kigona Hishi Tuliya Dvar Torah. Does he say that? Maybe Rabbi Meir only says you're allowed to burn Truma, Suffolk Tameh, Suffolk Tahar, where it's Suffolk Tameh Daraisa. Could that be? And then maybe he would agree if it's only something to Rabbanan that you can't burn it. And then maybe we could say Rabbi Meir is like that first Mishnah in Trumas. And they answered me, no, that's not a possibility. Va'amar li in. They said, maybe theoretically it might make sense, but anapatar la, but they answered me. I said, no, Rabbi Meir is even allows you to burn Truma, Safek Tumei, Safek Tar, Shenitmeis Madur Goyim. That becomes Tameh with Madur Goyim. What's Madur Goyim? That's based on a Mishnah in Ahalas, that if you had areas and houses and shacks of idolaters, it all had a din of Safek Tumas Meis. Because they buried their fetuses that didn't make it, Rachmanu Litzlan. They used to bury them anywhere. They didn't bring them to a cemetery. And therefore, anywhere you are could be Safek, could be Tameh Meis. So Rabbi Meir says, even there you burn, and that's a Safek Durabanan. So Rabbi Meir holds, according to this, even by Truma, that Savi Tami Zora Banan, you're still going to burn it. So therefore, you cannot say that Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Trumas, is like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Meir will go even further. That Mishnah says only indirect is allowed, put it in an exposed place, and really Rabbi Meir would say, even if not, still we would say it is going to be Tameh, and you're going to allow to burn it according to Rabbi Yossi. My biyadcha. Where do you see the Rabbi Meir says that? The following Tani Madar Goyim, as we just said, these areas where the idolaters used to bury their stillborns, and possibly Tolin, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, Omer Sofer. The Tana Kama says Tolin, Rabbi Huda says you burn it. And we're assuming that Rabbi Meir agrees to that. There aren't going to be three shittas in the Tanoim. So we assume Rabbi Meir agrees to this shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, that says that you burn truma that suffik tameh even only a durabanan. Period. Remember, durabanans and daraisas themselves, again, we've been, a lot of the sugyas that have been, we've been going through a lot of nitty gritty shaklavitarya of Rabbi Meir and who's the opinion of that Mishnah, but there are yesodos behind our discussions. Like we just spoke about suffik tuma and the issue of durabanans and daraisas, right, affecting each other. That also is a sugya that's behind a lot of what we are talking about. Remember we haven't quoted in a long time, the Nesivis. The Nesivis and Reish Lama Dalet. Remember the Nesivis, based on the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam, says, if I sell you not kosher food, and you eat it, and then you find out about it, do you get your money back? Do you get your money back? I sold you treif. Maybe it was an accident, right? I thought it was kosher. I sold you treif. You ate it. You paid for it. Do you get your money back? The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch says, if it was Aser Daraisa, you get your money back. If it was Aser Darabanan, you don't get your money back. And the question is, what's the difference? Yes, the Nesivis. I sold you something not kosher, right? You're an Orthodox Jew and you don't do Darabanans either, right? So why should it be that you only get your money back if it's Aser Daraisa, not Aser Darabanan? So that's where the Nesivis says in Reish Lamed Daled that you don't have to do tshuva for the Iser Darabanan Bishogeg. And therefore, when you ate it, you didn't really do anything wrong. Because, and this is a Yesod, and Achronim discussed this, Nesivis, the Meshachachma, in Issa Durabanan, part of the Isser is the Kavana that you have of going against the rabbis. It's not that it's inherently Bechefza Usser. Right, it's an Isser Gavra. So therefore, if I didn't know that I was doing anything wrong, I didn't do anything wrong. And therefore, what, I'm going to get my money back? I'm not going to get my money back. I didn't do anything wrong. fine, it's a daraisa where I ate treif. Inherently, these molecules Hashem said are poison for my neshama. So okay, it's a darabana and it's bishogeg. But there, okay, I got to get my money back because I objectively did something wrong. But if it's a case of Isra Durabana and Bishogeg, that's the Nesivis, where the Nesivis says, Eino ne'enash klal ala shogeg be Isra Durabanan. Vare yehu laha ochel ki ilu achal ksheira. Wow. Vare ne'enach momenach ksheira, umushamachi, and that's why it's a difference in alacha. Ve'efshad that piece of Retora, if you look at Mishogeg, it's a kapara v'tshuva. Login al Yisur, right? The concept of an Asham Talui. Asham Talui is a carbon broad in a case of Suffolk, where I'm not sure. I'm not sure where I did an Avera. I'm not even sure. So you see sometimes, for an Issa D'Araisa, you need a Kapara for most carbonos are brought for Shogeg. Right? Most carbonos are only a Shuas HaBikadon brings a carbon for a Mazid. But, the Gemara calls that a Chiddush. But, other than that, it's, not many. Okay. We continue. Rabbi Chunin b'shem Reb Zeira, Rabbi Meir Sarif Tluya b'shay Yemos Hashana. Now we're saying again, Rabbi Meir is a shita that says you burn when you have truma that became tame besafek. There's no more mitzvah shmira there. If you're allowed to burn it, you're allowed to burn it always, always, not just on erev Pesach. Rabbi Chuna says in the name of Reb Zeira. So Gemara says, really? But didn't we have this brisa yesterday? Vatani Kain, didn't we learn earlier? Truma teluya tameya sorfin osa erev Shabbos imrashecha de Rabbi Meir. Remember the case we mentioned yesterday, the day before, when erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you're stuck. When do you burn your chametz? So some say you burn it all before Shabbos. Some say you destroy it on Shabbos, but you just crush it and put it into the wind. You let it crush up bread? Isn't that tochein? Ain't tochein grinding on Shabbos? No, ain't tochein achar tochein. Therefore, bread was already crushed up once in the flour to make the bread, and therefore there's no problem with crushing up bread. Ain't tochein achar tochein. But what does your mayor say? The truma, you save as late as you can until right before Shabbos, then you burn it. But what do you see from there? The Remeir must hold that generally you can't burn truma that's Safik Tami Safik Tar. Right? Because you wait until the last moment. The Chum Omrim Zman, the Chum say no, just do it on Shabbos morning, burning it. For Yisra B'Shachris, but wait, according to Remeir, if you say Remeir always holds. If you, Rabbi Chuna, in the name of Rabbi Zeira, say, the Remeir always says that you could burn truma that's Safik Tamei. So why here in Erev Pesach Chalitz B'Shabbos, you have to wait as late as possible? Answer, Tipatish and it's Ansa Velo Saraf. No. Our case, we're not saying that you have to wait. He was lazy. Right? He was supposed to, but he didn't burn it earlier. He should have burned it earlier. Ramir says he could always burn it. But he was lazy. How do you know he was lazy? Tei Dalacha, Shehu Kain, how do you know he was lazy? Because what does it say? What does Ramir say here? We're talking about a case of Truma Teluya and Truma Temeya. Truma Temeya, he could definitely burn in the morning. Why didn't he burn Truma Temeya till late in the day? Lo Shemis Ansa Velo Saraf. It must be he was lazy. So, right, because that for sure can be burned if you have truma that's vade tummy, you can sure burn in the morning. Why didn't this guy burn in the morning? It must be he didn't get to it and he was, maybe not lazy, maybe it was very busy, it's Erev Pesach, so rushing around doing other things. So therefore there's no raya from this Mishnah that, oh, Remeir must not agree that you could always burn truma that's safik tummy, because here it must be that he just didn't get to it. Amar Rabbi Abba Mariyahu Adrev Yosi, or the other answer, which also we said earlier, Tifta Shinola Basavik Tuma Bosasha. Maybe it didn't get the Savik Tuma until the last minute of the day. You're right, Remeir holds, you're always allowed to burn it, even in the morning. Maybe here's still on a case where it didn't get that stage, Vales Shama Minaklum, and therefore there's no Raya in this case. Period. Okay, next section, which introduces us to the last daf here in the parak. So we've been talking about here in our Mishnah that what is Rabbi in the Mishnah Trumas? Rabbi Yeshua says that if you have Truma that the barrel broke and now it's all falling into Chulin Temeim, you're allowed to save it. You're allowed to save it. So there's a similar concept in the Mishnah in Bechoros. There's an Isser D'Araisa to make a mum on a carbon. On a carbon. Yeah, if I have a carbon, I'm going to make a mum so that it can't be brought as a carbon. That's an Isser D'Araisa. So this is a raisa to be matil mum bekachim. Or we even said that the Rambam extends this to a kohen having machshavos psulos. That's also what's called being a matil mum bekachim. But this is a raisa. The Sefer Achinuch counts it in Reish Pei Zayin. The Isra being matil mum bekachim. Lo nitan mum bekachim. So what happens if I have a carbon and it's shaking and it's about to die. And the only way I could save it is by bloodletting it. And if I let some of the blood out, so then it's going to save the life of the animal. But by bloodletting it, I'm going to be matal mum. I'm going to cause it to get a wound. But it's about to die anyway. And it's going to be a nevela. Am I allowed to bloodlet it? So it's a kind of similar case. You see, it's about to be holy chli'ibud, so maybe there's no iser. Remember, Rabbi Yeshua by Trumas says, you're allowed to catch the truma in a tamei kli, because if you don't, the whole thing's going to get ruined anyway by falling into chulin tameim. So Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah Bechorah says that you're allowed to bloodlet an animal. You're allowed to cause a wound on the animal because it's going to die anyway. It's holy chli'ibud. So the Gemara is going to compare and contrast those two cases. Are those the same idea? By Trumas and Rabbi Shimon by Bechoros. It's a Mishnah in the fifth parak of Bechoros. Rabbi Yochanan. So let's see. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shteim Amru, Davar Echad. Yeah. They all the same thing. They both are based on the same yisod of, there's no iser of whatever you're talking about when it's holich le'ibud anyway. There's no mitzvah of shmiras truma, where the truma is holich le'ibud anyway. There's no iser of putting a mum on a carbon where it's going to die anyway. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, they're based on the same ideas, and they each hold like each other. Amar Rabbi Ila. Rabbi Ila says, Rabbi Yochanan, I respect you very much, but I argue with you here. Rabbi Shimon de Becharos, Rabbi Shua de Trumas, Lodein mo de Lodein, Lodein mo de Lodein. No, they don't agree with each other. They don't agree with each other. So that's Shita number two. Rabbi Yochanan says, they're the same Shitas. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Ila says, no, they're not the same Shitas. And the third Shita, Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, I'll agree with you in one direction. Mistava Rabbi Shimon Yodel Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon, by the Bechor case, Rabbi Shimon, who says you're allowed to be makas dam on the karban, he would agree to the Trumas case. But Rabbi Yeshua lo modi Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Yeshua would not agree to Rabbi Shimon. He wouldn't agree to that direction. Rabbi Yeshua, who allows in Trumas, would not agree by akazas dam of the karban. So we're going to have to talk about all these three shitas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elon, and Rabbi Zeira. The Gemara will talk about each of these, B'ez Hashem, in the coming lines as we finish up the first parak of Orla Basar and get to Kol Shah.